systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, November 12th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 111 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you, man?
I am great, How are you?
I am awesome. I'm better now that I got a fucking shower, and yeah. Holy Christ.
It didn't sound so awesome when you were in there.
I was so fucking pissed. Oh, my fuck. Anyway.
You shouldn't have to call up your landlord when you want to take a shower.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday Night Show, episode number 111.
Yes.
If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat is where all these freaks are hanging out at. Thejamhole.com.
Party.
Party, super party status. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit that we will read on the fucking show. Oh my god, what a fucking day, huh?
Yeah.
So, we just got a few things, really. Nothing too much to talk about before we do some confessions, do some news, do some clues,
do some
fucking head-to-head blotters.
Head-to-head.
Status
battle
head-to-head.
That shit out.
Battle. Are you ready? So, this fucking apartment, like, it's an awesome fucking place. I love the shit. You know, it's cheap. It's a two-bedroom.
Well, cheap usually comes with a catch, though.
Right. So, by the way, your water probably won't work.
Right. When it does, it's shit.
Right. I have, shit fucking water pressure. It's like playing Russian roulette when I take a shower. So I've only been showering once a week.
Yeah, but at least Russian roulette puts you out of your misery.
Well, right.
Hopefully.
It's not, fucking freezing cold. But
burning hot.
It's like, so I go in there and I've learned to cope with it. I only have to fucking shower, you know, once a week at the least. I can go probably a good 2 weeks before I really start stinking. Like, I work hard during the day.
I don't know. You were stinking pretty bad before the show.
That was farts. That has nothing to do with my body odor.
I don't know. That comes from your body.
It comes from inside my asshole. Why don't you shut the fuck up for a minute?
And I really don't appreciate you trying to rub it all over me either.
My dick and balls?
Well, you know, at least you just got out of the shower.
I was so proud that I had just shaved my dick and balls.
Yeah, well,
and I Twittered that. If you guys want, twitter.com/thejamhole, you can follow us. You'll know when the live shows are, when they're late, such as tonight was. If you guys were following us, you would have known that. But so I was like, you know, it's No Shave November. I don't know if that's something that's happening everywhere, if it's just dumb Montana thing.
Does that happen every year?
Do you want to quit interrupting me?
No.
Are you enjoying
I'm
that?
I'm trying to talk also. I am also on the show.
All right, here, you lead the show.
No, I'm trying to add on to what you're saying.
Well, wait till I'm done saying. No, go ahead.
You're never done saying. That's why I always interrupt you. Don't you know how this show goes? Like, you talk about something, I interrupt you to say something, then you continue on with your saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
Yes.
So, is No Shave November, is that something that everybody does, or is it, just here?
I have no idea.
Oh, nothing to say now, huh?
Well, I don't know.
I love you, Braden. So, yeah, I did.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Really?
Yes.
You couldn't tell when I was trying to rub my newly shaven balls all over your face?
Yeah, I guess.
I did kind of get you, though. I came out, and I just had a fucking towel wrapped around me. So then I'm like, hey, Braden, check this out. And he doesn't look. And I'm like, dude, look at this. And he's not looking. So I walk over to him, and I take my finger, the knuckle, and I set it on his face, and you fucking jumped.
Yeah. Well, I was like, whoa, that's small. That's probably the real thing.
That might be the penis. Holy Christ. So, yeah, Ray, what the fuck kind of name is that? Cuckoo is saying she does think that it is everywhere. So, perhaps. Anyway, I Twittered that. I'm like, does No Shave November count for dick, balls, and pussy, or is it just for the face?
I don't know.
Because, you know, I started No Shave November a little bit after my birthday, which was in October.
Right.
So I had a pretty decent head start going on. Head. So, you know, I didn't want to ruin that, but, you know, my dick and balls was getting a little out of hand. So I start trimming that shit up. And like I was saying about the whole shower thing, I've learned by now, you know, I've lived here for quite a few months now, and I've learned that if you want to not be surprised and get a blast of fucking freezing ass water, you gotta let that shit be on for a while.
That is if you still want water when you get in.
Yeah, exactly. So I do that, and I go out to smoke a cigarette, and I come back in, and there's no fucking water. Mm. Like, it's not coming out at all. So I go to the fucking kitchen, and I turn that one on, and it's just fucking dripping out. And I'm like, oh, fun. I go in
It was more like, fuck, god damn it, this is bullshit. Yeah. I just want to take a fucking shower.
Oh, I was pissed.
It was more like that.
I was so pissed because, like, a month ago, I had called the fucking landlord, and I was like, you know, there's no fucking water here, and it's bullshit that, you know, I can't. You have to have running water to be able to rent a place out.
Well, and, you know, we kind of need it to survive.
Right. I mean, I can drink, you know, the bottled water because I work at a fucking water store.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have Braden fucking sit there and pump bottled water onto my naked fucking body. As much fun as that sounds, I'm just not into
it.
How
much fun
are you into
it? No. Oh. That doesn't sound like any fun.
Well, then when I say as much fun as that sounds, you would interpret that as no fun.
Okay.
That's what I wasn't insinuating that. Oh man, this is gonna be great. Naked shower time. Woo!
Woo!
So, yeah, I just let the fucking water warm up and shit, and there's no water coming out, so I'm fucking pissed. I'm stomping around, yelling, fucking just being pissed, as only I know how to be, you know?
Right.
When I get pissed, I get pissed.
You are pissed.
Right, and it usually doesn't happen that often, but it is the most frustrating fucking thing in the world when it's been like, you know, a week and a few days, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna shower now. Not because I have to, because I still didn't smell. I was lucky to have been blessed as not being the smelly kid.
Right.
Even though, you know, I work my ass off all fucking day. I'm running 100 pounds of water with me everywhere I fucking go. Not taking elevators, running steps and shit. Like, I'm lucky I didn't fucking, I don't stink that bad at all.
And that's proof that, like, you don't smell, because if you did smell after a week and a half of no showering, I wouldn't be able to be here right now.
You would let me know.
Yeah, I would be like, dude.
You being my fucking first mate, my fucking second bro hound in command here, you would be like, hey, bro, you fucking stink.
Yeah, watch those balls.
I know, and just your whole body. And, like, I work with a kid that fucking stinks, you know, and he could just take one fucking shower and come out of the shower and just fucking stink.
Yeah, like, it's like, did you forget to wash?
Are you using water? Are you showering at my house?
Are you washing yourself with your own feces when
right?
you get in? What are you doing?
And like, I trained that kid, so me and him are like in the salt truck, you know, a long time ago when he first started. And I'm just, like, trying to fucking drive with the window down because it just, it's awful. So, you know, I'm lucky that I can go that long. But it's so fucking frustrating when you have it in your mind. It's like, all right, I'm going to shower. I'm going to be so fresh and so clean, as Outkast lyrically put it. And then you go in there and you fucking can't. It's like, I don't even know. It's like when you're going to get a bag of weed and shit, and you're like, yeah, and you give them the money, and they're like, all right, I'll be right back, and then they don't come back.
Right. But or you do get it, and it's like, oh, cool, it's full of seeds.
Or, dude, if I wanted oregano, I would have went to the grocery store.
Yeah, and paid
like $3.
Right.
So I'm just fucking pissed and shit. So I call the landlord again, and I'm like, yo, did your fucking guy ever come out to fix this shit? Because I'm still not having water. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. He hasn't been able to get out there yet. He's
can't
like, you
get
know,
someone else?
I know, right?
Like there's more places.
Well, yeah, he's the kind of guy that's gonna go to somebody that he knows because he's gonna not spend any money or as little money as possible. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but we're in a depression.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Our economy is recessed. It's like the bell just rang. It's out for recess. And it ain't coming back.
it's recess forever.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
so he's
I remember when you moved in here that you said, because that was happening when you first moved in.
Right.
And you're like, you know, I could probably hook you up with my discount at the store.
Where I work at.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has, you know, the other fucking, our competition in the fucking thing for a water softener and shit.
Of course.
And it's just, it's shit, you know? We don't have fucking soft water at all when we even have water. And I don't think it's everybody's. I think it's just mine.
Really?
Because I never hear anyone else fucking going, fuck, shit, fuck this fucking, you know, like, I never hear that.
That's
unless
true.
It's coming from my mouth.
Yeah, we just hear the thudding against the wall from the gay sex downstairs.
Yeah, and that's all. Or the occasional pounding on the fucking window
from the fat drunk bitches.
Yeah, finding them having gay sex.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. So I call him. He's like, oh, yeah, well, I'll definitely get that handled. So
sure. I'm sure you
we
will.
Decided, well, I kind of decided, I'm done paying rent until this shit gets fixed, because this is fucking bullshit. I've lived here for what, 5 months?
Yeah,
four or five months.
Five at least.
I haven't signed a fucking rental agreement for one,
right?
Which he's like, yeah, you know, I'll bring that up. I've seen the guy, the landlord, maybe like two or three times ever.
Yeah,
I slip my fucking rent into this little fucking thing in this shop that's in front of where I live, and that's it. You know, once a month I do that. So, you know what? If the shit doesn't get fixed, fuck it. I'm so done.
At least you'll have a free place to live.
Yeah, I know. There we go. So, be like, dude, I don't even know what you're talking about. I put it in there.
Yeah, it's
just
there.
Like, you mean you didn't call the guy to fix the water? Oh, well.
Huh.
That's weird.
Yeah. Wonder how that happened.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we have some fucking t-shirts. I don't know if you guys are aware. Thejamhole.com/donate. Use that until I make a proper fucking storefront for our shirts. Emo Poetry number 17.
That just got put up.
Is up on youtube.com/thejamhole. It is also up on thejamhole.com/forums. If you guys enjoy the show, come join up. We all hang out there. We're not like other podcasts that never talk to their fans and shit.
We
like,
probably talk to our fans more than any other podcast.
I talk to our fans more than I talk to my friends, like in real life. Here, like, that's how fucking,
that's because these are better friends.
You're pretty, they are actually.
Yeah.
You know, I would,
they don't
rather
fucking stab you in the back.
Not yet. Not fucking yet.
Not and yet.
As long as we keep bringing the funny 3 days a week, which may go to 5 days a week eventually, one of these days. We'll see how it goes.
I'm sure it will happen eventually.
I'll make you guys a fucking deal right here, right now. I didn't even mention this to you.
No,
because I just thought of it.
All right, let's hear it.
If we sell all of our t-shirts, there was 50 of them. We probably have, what, 40 of them left?
40, probably.
Let's say if we sell 30 t-shirts before,
how about by the end of this month? It's
by December 1st.
Okay.
If we sell 30 t-shirts by December 1st, we will finish out the year doing shows 5 days a week. You guys will get a show every fucking day.
On the weekends?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. live shows if we sell 30 t-shirts from now until December 1st. There it is. Thejamhole.com/donate. T-shirts are $18. It's $15 for the shirts, $3 for the shipping. And that should cover it, I believe. So, yeah, Emo Poetry 17 is up. YouTube.com/jamhole, like I was saying. I'm working on 18 right now. It's just about finished, I think. And then two more, and I'll start working on the Emo Poetry album, which is basically just going to be a CD with all of the tracks recorded with the nice microphone.
Right.
It'll have, you know, some nice cover art. It'll be like a proper thing.
Assuming we can get someone to make a cover.
Well, yeah, we'll figure that out.
Or we can always do it, too, I guess.
Yeah, 26 volunteered to do it. to help out with that.
Word.
So those are going to be $5 a piece. They're not going to be like shrink wrapped and barcoded because this is a grassroots campaign we're running here, you know?
This is underground shit.
I'm going to fucking sit here and I'm going to burn, you know, however many emo poetry CDs we need. I'm going to put them in a case. And then what I'm also going to do, if you guys pay $10, you'll get a booklet that'll be all illustrated and it'll have all the lyrics to all of the 20 emo poetry.
You're
going
to have to
poems.
Come up with some names for them.
I'll figure that out.
That's probably the easiest part, actually.
It's going to be the jam hole space hyphen space emo poetry and then whatever number it is.
Right, that works.
So, yeah, all that shit's up there, like I said, a couple more, and, yeah, we'll start working on the album. And I think once that's done, that way we have a couple things, then I'll make the storefront. And
yeah,
then,
we'll have more than just shirt to sell.
Right, but we're still going to use the PayPal thing. That's the easiest fucking way to do it. And if you don't have a PayPal, we have a P.O. Box. It is the Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652. Kalispell, Montana 59903. And you can find that info all over thejamhole.com. It's on thejamholetv.com and it's on thejamhole.com/forums. It's everywhere. So
everywhere the Jam Hole is.
If you don't have a PayPal account, you don't have any debit cards, anything like that, just go to the store, buy a greeting card. excuse me. Some of them have actual pockets that you can put cash in, and then just mail that off. Mail
or
out,
you can
you know,
get like a money order or something.
Anything like whatever. That. I give two fucks. Just as long as you get it to us, we will get that shit back to you. Because you know what? When people holla,
we holla back.
We holla black, yo. We holla back.
Holla black and holla back.
Hey, I holla black, red, white, blue. I don't give a fuck. holla. Holla at ya. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for all of the support. It's been fantastic. You know, we've been... We didn't know when we started this thing how big it was going to get, if we were going to even stick with it at all. And I'm really happy with where it's going.
It's...
What do you think?
It's blown up.
It's blown up.
I couldn't
like
be happier
crazy.
With it. I right. never would have guessed.
Really?
Ever.
It's that, amazing.
Yeah. Like, who'd have thought that this would come to be... To this.
For one, who would have thought we would have shit to say for over 100 hours?
Yeah.
For one.
3 days a week.
For two, and this is a huge number two, like I took earlier.
Right.
Who would have thought that people would want to hear what the fuck we have to say? We're just a couple of crackers from Montana. Like, yeah. I mean, I wasn't born here. Were you born here?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Like, but we live here and shit. Who would have thunk? I didn't.
I didn't either.
I just was like, man, that looks like fun. Yeah. So here
and
we
it
are.
It turned out to be fun.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much. The support has been awesome. The emails about us being funny and racist and all that good shit. Like, I love reading that kind of stuff. It's fantastic. And we appreciate it. And as long as you guys keep digging it, we'll keep fucking giving it to you.
Even behind. If you don't dig it, I'm going to give it to you anyway. I don't give a fuck.
That's true. A holla. So, yeah, I think that was about it, really. Oh, one more thing also. There will be a new RSS feed. For those of you who don't know, the RSS feed is what you use to get the new episodes
right.
through iTunes.
What you subscribe to on iTunes.
Right. So we got everything moved over to the new server. Basically, we're just waiting for the fucking podcast awards to be done with because that link is on there and shit. So now that that's all finished, yeah, we're going to start probably tomorrow at the latest next week. We'll start actually getting the DNS changed over so it'll go to the new server and then we'll be done and
well,
done
and then
with
we'll,
that.
And then we'll get the Jam Hole TV all finished so you can actually subscribe to that on iTunes also.
Right, and that'll be all thejamholetv.com. If you go there now, the site's up. There's only one video on there right now. I'm still working the bugs out, trying to figure out why that one episode won't show up on my fucking iPod Touch. So if you guys could do me a favor, thejamhole.com/forums, start a thread called The Jam Hole TV and see if you can go there and take the feed and put it into iTunes and see if it'll work on your iPod Touch.
Well, I'm pretty sure we... know what the problem is.
Do we?
I'm pretty sure we just need to validate it.
All right. Well, maybe we'll work on that tonight. Well, probably not tonight because we're going to do a little after show. for you, because there's some really good news stories to do and shit. So yeah, but that the jamholetv.com is going to be all of the videos we make, and we're going to start making more videos and shit. I mentioned it to Braden the other day that once a week we're going to take, you know, two news stories each, and we're going to set up a news set, and we're going to pretend to be real newscasters. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna
fuck off, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. Jesus. As only we can fuck off. I'll holla at you, and what are you going to do?
I'll holla black.
Well, that's right. So it'll be fun. Those will go up there, you know, once or twice a week. I'm going to keep making new emo poetry ones, but the first 20, that's what's going to go on the album. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, if you get another 20, you can always make another
album. Oh, I will for sure. I'm just saying, I'm not going to stop there.
Well,
but
yeah,
the first 20, that's going to go on this first album, and you guys will be able to buy that for $5. I'm just trying to put things out there so when you guys do donate, because you enjoy the show, you'll get something in return, as if you needed any more than, you know, three...
Some funny,
what
yeah.
is that, 6 hours of entertainment a week,
unleashed.
Pretty much? Because the shows are getting towards 2 hours.
Yeah, almost two. And but, then when we do after shows,
well, right,
if you listen
but I'm,
live.
I'm saying just the actual recorded
yeah,
podcast.
Right.
So, yeah, we got a lot of good things coming up. I'm excited about it. So, first and foremost, though, let's get rid of some of these fucking t-shirts. So,
yes.
TheJamHole.com/donate. Like I said, $18. We got medium, large, extra large. I'm wearing a large, and I washed it the other day, and it did shrink a little bit. So,
well, it's 100% cotton, so it
that's
will.
Right.
Yeah,
and it's black. Is that a coincidence?
Yeah.
Holla black, son. So, yeah, you're ready to get into a little confessions.
Let's do some confessions.
Let's do them.
Do it
today. I'm stopping smoking weed.
What?
For a while.
For a while. Yeah, of course. It's uh-huh. always for a while, sure.
Because you ran out?
Yeah.
I'm
just
sure.
Just wait. How many times have you quit smoking weed?
Like, honestly? Like, well, had to? Or?
Well, no. Like, I mean, I've probably quit, like, 5 times. But, like, every time, the longest
because
I've...
You couldn't get any, or because you're like, I'm going to be sober for a
while?
Well, because
I just didn't want to smoke it anymore.
Why?
Just can't. Weird times in my life.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, just my head was not on straight.
Yeah, not on point.
Not at all.
I quit once when I had to do that Alamon thing. I was telling you guys about the phone work job that I had. You had to pass one drug test initially at the end of the class you took.
Right.
And then you were good
yeah.
unless something happened while you were on the job.
Like
that,
you got hurt or something.
Right. Or, yeah, something like that. And then they would look into it and you would have to take a drug test.
Yeah, because if you have, you know, weed in your system, then the insurance won't cover it.
Right. So we all pretty much, everyone I went, you know, it was me and a bunch of my friends. We all took the class together. We all stopped smoking for that time. And that was really about the only time that I really quit. You know, like, I don't really smoke it every day anymore, but, you know, I smoke it when I have it.
Yeah.
And
until
I smoke
gone.
It until it's gone. So, yeah, it's fucking with my head and my voice sounds weird. That's called puberty. I don't know if you know, but did your voice sound weird when and your head get all fucked up when you went through puberty last week?
Last week?
Right?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. So, they could have fooled me.
Yeah, right.
Stuff gets better without weed. If only I could get a girlfriend. Nice.
Is dude. That what it is? Because he can't get a girlfriend, he's quit?
I'll give you a little advice. It's not the weed.
No, it's you, dude.
Right.
It's you.
You could stop eating, drinking, smoking, whatever the
you
fuck.
You know what it is.
It ain't going to help.
I bet since he started smoking weed, he's been eating just... over time, just constantly, and he's gained a few pounds and
just a few,
just okay,
a few more,
a few hundred,
a few.
Maybe that's why he's like, I need to quit smoking so much weed
no
so I can
shit.
Quit eating so much.
I'll keep this short. Yeah, right. I still love my ex-girlfriend. At least
of course you do.
At least I feel like I should. Although, I'm sure I probably don't like her anymore.
What? Do you even know what you're talking about?
Is this mine?
Could be.
Just kidding. I don't like her anymore deep down inside her anus. Maybe
well, that's where you usually do like her, isn't it?
Right. Usually.
Usually.
Unless she's dirty, then,
well,
you know.
Then that's what the vagina's for, or the mouth.
Well, the mouth,
unless
right.
those are also dirty, then what are you doing?
Right. That's why you... That's why, like, I never understood the whole, oh, we're gonna save ourselves for marriage, and then we'll fuck. It's like
I gotta
well,
try you out, make sure this is good.
Yeah. Like, what if you save yourself, and then, you know, you get married, and you go to fuck her, and there's a penis there.
Yeah.
You're stuck
just,
with that
or
now.
Or if it's just nasty, or if she has a penis and a vagina, or it's fucking, well, you don't know.
Yeah, you gotta fucking, you don't just go to a car lot and buy a fucking
car. Right, you
car.
Gotta try before you buy.
You have
you
to.
Gotta test drive that
you
shit.
You have to. I mean, you're setting yourself up for a massive disappointing failure if you do not.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just used to seeing her all the time, and she knows everything about me. That's kind of one of the weird things now, that because we've been doing this show for so long, mm-hmm. like, if any girls listen to the show, which there's a bunch that do,
yeah,
they know
everything.
They know everything about us.
And,
so,
and a lot of it isn't all that great,
well,
you could say,
I think it's
I guess.
Fantastic.
We make it funny, but I don't know.
Oh, so tell me more about you shitting your pants.
Yes,
oh,
how was that?
You had to listen to that one section like, from that one show.
Really?
Cool.
You just honed in on that one part. All
right. I don't know much about myself, apparently. I'm a master of self-deception. Ha! Is that something to ha about?
I don't think so.
That reminds me of that Atmosphere song off his new album, When Life Gives You Lemons, Paint That Shit Gold. Oh, how's it go? I'm attracted to the women, or I put the man in manipulate, and I'm attracted to the women that reciprocate. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I love that manipulative shit, especially when it goes both ways. I have a strange obsession with clocks and clouds.
Huh?
I thought it said cocks.
I wish it did.
With clocks and clouds. I don't tell people very often, and when I do, they really don't care. Really?
You think?
Wow, huh? Clocks. That is so,
that's so
fucking
really
clouds. Interesting.
Wow.
Wow.
You are the coolest fucking person
I mean,
ever.
I like clouds. If you go to my picture gallery, which is on thegemhole.com, you click picture gallery, you'll see clouds in the sky galleries 1, 2, and 3, but I'm not like obsessed with it.
Right.
Like, hey, so what'd you do today? Oh my god, the clouds! Let me tell you about the clouds.
They're so amazing.
Oh, the
oh,
clouds.
And then the clocks! Oh my
oh,
god! The tick, clocks.
Talk.
Tickety
talk. And then
talk.
It ticks.
And then it talks.
And then it... Does it talk? What does it say?
Really?
I think I have an alternate personality, but I don't.
What? Yes, you do.
No, that was the other one.
Right.
One of them's like, I think I have an alternate personality.
And then
the
alternate one's like, no.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I do. No, I don't. But I do.
Is this Gollum's confession?
My precious. I pretend I do just to make my life more interesting. Chulus.
You must have a bad life.
I suppose my life is interesting enough, even without that, though. I have a strange tolerance. I don't really hate anything except for everything.
Except myself.
Except for a few things that I can't explain why I don't like them. I'm scared of needles. Last time I had a shot, I was fine for a minute. And then I fainted.
Well, that's just because you're a pussy.
Or that's just because you did more drugs than you should have, and
right.
you just nodded out.
Yeah.
That will happen.
That will happen.
Oh, next
but then
one.
Also, you're a pussy.
Right.
I'm going to have to go with that one again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. Vi. V-Y? Is that Vi? V? Vi?
What does that even mean?
V-Y. I've fallen for you.
Is that a person's name, perhaps?
Apparently.
Maybe it's abbreviated first, last name.
Valerie Yaki? I don't know.
Maybe.
I've fallen for you, Vi. Every second I spend with you is torture. Wait, I thought that was
what?
A... Is
I
it...
thought you fell for...
Wait a second.
You don't know what you want.
So I've fallen for you,
but
which is
torture.
A good thing.
Yeah, but it's
but
torture.
It's torture I... every right. second
yes,
I spend.
I can't even stand it.
Simply because I'm with you... but not with you.
Mm. Maybe he's a glutton for punishment.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Can I withhold his punishment from that PSA?
I fell in love with my boyfriend because he didn't treat me like a slut like all the other guys I fucked did.
Wow.
Slut.
Jesus.
Sometimes, though, I wish he'd fuck me like I was a slut. Like, how do
that's good fucking.
How do you fuck a girl like she's a slut? Like,
just fucking rip it up.
Just tear it up. The fuck up. Like, yeah. Just butt plugs and dildos and donkeys and.
Right.
Fuck yeah. Using the
anything
tears.
Goes.
Using the tears and the blood for more added lubrication. Mm-hmm. Taking the condom off and smacking her in the face with it.
Just use it and wear it out.
Like Distorted View's Sextastic Tuesday from yesterday. You just fucking punch that bitch because yeah. She wants it.
Yep.
That was one of the best. Tim,
that was good.
Props, man. That was one of the funniest Sextastic Tuesdays I've heard in a while.
With a to be continued.
Right.
I can't wait for the next one.
Well, we won't hear it because I think he'll continue it for Sideshow members.
Cool,
of course.
Tim. Thanks.
Well, he's making his money doing that.
Way to fuck us, though.
Well, everyone fucks us.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, true.
Why would he not, you know? Get in line.
Join the club.
Oh, I just found out my new girlfriend is on...
The rag?
The pill.
Oh, I was thinking that also.
Nice. And for some reason, I'm getting extremely pissing me off and making me feel depressed. What? And...
Why?
Okay.
What's the... That's a great thing.
Grammar?
That is also a great thing.
I just found out my new girlfriend is on the pill, comma. And for some reason, I'm getting extremely pissing me off and making me feel depressed, period.
What? Do you want her to get pregnant?
Wow.
What the fuck?
It's just the thought of her having sex with her last boyfriend, this blonde asshole who couldn't find his own asshole with both hands and a flashlight.
But you're the one fucking her now.
Right.
So what's the problem? Just
could you find it? Or did he ask you for help?
She giving you shit because you're not as good as him?
He looked like the guy from the Dukes of Hazzard. Like the old guy or which one?
I don't even know.
Just ejaculated a couple of hours ago. And now I feel like I want to come again. Grr, it tires me, but I want to do it. My libido is getting higher each day, and it freaks me out. Could you imagine if your libido just, like, doubled every day for, like, a year? Could you imagine what kind of beastly monster you would be at the end of that year?
Women could not handle you.
No, nothing could. You couldn't handle you.
No.
You would walk around with a boner 24/7.
Yep. You would have to...
Knocking shit over, fucking
right,
walking.
Table.
I'm just picturing like walking through crowds, just dick pitching a tent,
just poking
pants,
people in the ass,
just bumping into people and shit. Oh my god!
You would have to fuck 10 chicks at a time.
I pity the first one though. You're just tearing it the fuck
man.
Up. He should hook up with that chick who wants to get fucked like a slut,
because he would just. Fuck her all day.
Like a slut. I want to get married and have a baby with my boyfriend. You should really rethink that.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Would you like to phone a friend? Because I don't think that's the right answer. His roommate has a baby and his girlfriend lives with him. I'm so jealous of her, I almost hate her.
You're so jealous that she has a kid and she's probably miserable and depressed every second
of
her life.
I want to be miserable and depressed every second of my life.
Oh, well then, okay, I guess.
Fuck.
Do
but
that.
But it's like, you're so jealous you almost hate her. Is that the kind of feelings someone that wants to have a baby should possess?
Yeah, like that shit's going to carry on to that baby.
That's
you know?
Not very paternal of
no,
you.
No, you're not going to be a very good mother.
That's like one step away from stealing your roommate's baby and running away with it.
You know, that's pretty impressive, actually. I'd rather her do that.
You know, you can just go to Nebraska and there's kids like all over the place.
Yeah,
there.
They don't have any parents.
You could just snatch one
just pick
or
one.
Two. You could pick probably as many as you want.
Yeah. Or you can adopt one. That's if you're going to have a kid, fucking adopt one.
Yeah, don't add to it. We're like way out of equilibrium here, okay? Yeah.
There's so many kids that are already born with no parents that need them. So don't add on.
If you could do us a favor and stop fucking making new kids.
Right.
And let's just call me crazy here, but bear with me. Let's use some of the kids that are already there.
Yeah. How about we take care of the ones we already got?
That's like buying a bag of weed, smoking half of it, and then buying another bag of weed. Like,
what are you doing?
Use the weed you have. What, is it not good enough? Is it getting old and stale, so you have to go get new, fresh weed? Like, who wants to start? It would be my ideal child if you could have one that was already, like, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, there you go.
The shitty part is done.
I know. Like, you want to start all that over again? You're a fucking retard.
Yeah,
which case, you shouldn't have a kid.
No, but women...
Ever.
Women like babies because they're cute and they're little and I don't even fucking know. They just shit and piss all the time.
Because they're cute and they're little and they destroy your vagina and your life and your boyfriend's life and everybody else that has to see that godforsaken thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I know.
Sign me up.
Where can I sign
fucking
up?
Retards. Jesus Christ. But that's all I'm saying. Like, there's plenty. We have way too many fucking people. We're fucking this world up like nobody's fucking business. Let's use some of what we have. Don't be fucking greedy,
we
bitches.
Don't need to bring any more people into this world and ruin their lives,
We
too.
Don't need to wreck any more vaginas. We don't need to ruin any more fucking women. God knows they're crazy enough without that shit, and then you add that on top of it, it's like, oh, fun.
Yeah, way to be an asshole.
This is how I want to spend my fucking night. Cool. Like, just do that for me, okay? If you're not going to donate, thejamhole.com/donate, buy a t-shirt, then if you want to have a kid, go adopt one.
Yeah,
don't
please.
Have more. That's all I'm saying. Or, hear me out here,
okay.
Idea number two.
Okay.
You with me here?
I'm with you.
You holla?
Holla.
Holla back. All right. If you insist on having your own child, you need to wreck your vagina, your life, your love life, your fucking financial situation, this economy recessed.
Your emotions.
Your emotions. All that shit. If you feel the need, God knows why, I sure fucking don't, then what you have to do is kill two old people.
Okay.
I said it. There. If
no,
you want,
because
yes,
they're gonna
shut
die.
The fuck up.
They're
if
gonna
you
die
want,
really soon anyway.
Then kill three.
But no, you're gonna have to kill someone
five?
Young.
What?
Well, because the old people aren't gonna be around much longer anyway. They don't really matter. Like, they're just sitting in their old people homes
okay.
just rotting away.
Okay, so if you insist on having a child, you have to kill somebody else's.
Okay.
How's that?
You
that
have
work?
To kill a child that's up for adoption.
No.
No?
You have to kill, I don't know, random child.
No, I think you should seriously kill someone's up for adoption, because that would kind of even it out a little bit more.
Oh, so instead of actually
adopting a kid,
you'll just
kill one and have your own. So
yeah,
it's all the same, really.
I would rather you just not wreck the vagina in the first place, the emotions, the finances,
right.
all that shit,
all that.
And just adopt one.
Yeah. But if you aren't going to,
that's
option two.
Because your genes and your genetics are so fucking flawless,
right.
You have to pass this on. This, I looked in the mirror today and I saw God in my genes.
Mm. That's because God made you in his image.
I have to pass this on.
Yeah.
What kind of person would I be if I just ended my bloodline? I have to pass this on. Well, then you have to go end somebody else's.
Right. And if you can't do that,
it is now law.
And then if you can't end someone else's, then you have to adopt.
Or just don't.
Or just don't.
At
right.
all.
At all.
Be happy. Get a fucking cat, for fuck's sake,
right.
you know?
That seems to be working for you.
All right, couple more here. My breasts are deformed.
Like, breast or breasts?
Singular.
Okay.
Are deformed, so it should be my breast is deformed. Right. But that's fine. I'm not being nitpicky, just saying.
Whatever, just want to help a brother.
And I'm never taking off my shirt in front of someone. Ever.
Oh, that's probably doing them a favor, though, if it really is that bad.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
I found out that my ex just got married. I'm happy for him, but...
But... There's the butt bell.
The butt bell, but... I spy on him and his new wife on... What do you think?
MySpace! Yep.
I think I need to get laid, sad, smiley face.
Send me a picture and maybe I'll help you out.
We can work on that. Yeah. And the last one here, I'm 21 and I have never had a girlfriend.
Wait, 21?
21.
Wow.
I know, that's like that one we read on Monday's show.
But he was 17, so that's more.
Right,
okay.
That's what I'm saying, though. You were thinking that that was kind of weird to be 17.
That's fucking awful.
Now, 21?
Like, kill yourself, dude.
Are you a transsexual? Or?
I mean, is it by choice? I mean, or do you just suck that bad?
That you probably just suck that bad. All right, well, you ready to do some news here?
I'm ready.
Episode 111. Call it in the air.
Tails.
Heads! Ha ha!
Of course, when I call tails, it's
heads. Oh, this one is called Flasher Claimed He Was Raising Cash to Pay Off Prostitute. I'm going to flash you. You're going to pay me.
Right.
And then I'm going to go pay this whore that I owe money to.
Yeah, because I fucked her a few too many times.
Right. It was a whole misunderstanding. And I don't know if you're aware, but like at a restaurant, if you can't pay, you can just go do dishes. That doesn't work for prostitutes.
No.
No.
You can't just...
I guess if you found the pimp, you could be like, hey, do you need any dishes done? Do you need me to drive?
Any dicks that need to be sucked?
Well...
I mean, well, if you're in that kind of situation, what more choice do you have?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, is a pimp really going to need you to wash his dishes? He's got all these bitches to do it for
that
him.
That is a good point.
He just needs you to make that fucking money for him.
Whoa.
He needs that cash right now, right here.
Hey...
This shit right here?
It's all about the Benjamins, son. A flasher who knocked on a random woman's door and asked if he could, quote, show her something before dropping his trousers was trying to raise money to pay off a prostitute.
Hey.
Hold on. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Want to see my penis?
Maybe.
Boom!
Ah, my God. Now pay me.
Yeah.
No, it's like...
Hello?
Can I show you something?
What is it?
Bam! It's my dick, bitch! Look at my dick!
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, dear Lord. Not again. Oh, my Christ. Mantenegna Temati.
Really? Where are you from, dude?
Mason, 25, pleaded guilty in the Danaverki district. Jesus, fuck.
God. These places should not exist.
I know, right? If you have more than four consonants in a row with no vowels, off the map.
Or if it's all vowels.
Or all consonants.
Yeah,
you're
really?
Done.
Yeah.
Like Tim said, just buy a vowel. It's free.
You're
like,
not a real place in my mind.
Really? In the district court yesterday to charges of indecent assault. Wow, that's hardcore when you just show a bitch your dick.
And it's assault?
It assaulted her?
His must have had a nasty dick.
Was the dick holding a knife?
Yeah.
Because that's...
Was it Oprah's minge?
Oh, Minji.
Oh, Minji.
Oh, I cannot go on, Minji. indecent assault and obscene exposure for the October 2nd incident. The court heard how Mason, a sickness beneficiary, knocked on the door of a 49-year-old woman's Danaverki home at around 4:20 p.m. and began begging her for money. Money truly is the root of all evil.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
amazing. As soon as money came into existence, money and religion, this world went to shit.
Well, it's because they made it so if you don't have any money, you just fail at life pretty much.
And then because you fail at life, you turn to religion.
Right.
And then what?
And then you fail some more, I guess.
It's a never-ending failure, basically.
You know, you're born to lose.
Yeah, pretty much. He asked her if he could come inside. If there was anyone else in the house, and if she had a husband, before stepping closer and asking if he could, quote, show her something. Like, this random dude knocks on your door. You're a 50-year-old woman. It's 4:20 p.m. You're probably a little stoned.
Probably. Okay, it's not looking good so far.
The first question is weird. Can I come inside? Is anyone else here?
Can I show you something?
Do you have... Before that, do you have a husband?
Right.
Like, none
Where's
of your...
Where's this going?
None of your fucking business, maybe? And then, hey. Can I show you something? Bam! Look at my dick! Look at my dick, bitch! Oh, man. He then shoved his hands down the front of his pants and began making sexual tongue flicking and licking movements.
Oh, wow. So he was basically... He was being a door to... Really?
I just want to hear what that sounds like.
He was a door-to-door prostitute.
Not so much a prostitute, though. I think...
Well, he was trying...
He's like, you give me money, I will show you my dick.
I don't know. I think he's going to try and have sex with her. And if she says no, this bitch has got some problems.
Is going to get raped?
Well, no. I mean, she's 50.
You don't get raped.
If you're that old and someone wants to fuck you, you take it.
Yeah, but once you're forgetting, dude. I know you're young, but you're forgetting. Once women get to a certain age, they go through this little thing called menopause.
Yeah, but they still want to fuck.
I don't think so, dude. I think once women hit menopause, they're done and done.
You can just dry and dusty down there.
Basically, you can just seal that shit up.
Yeah,
I think.
Some
I don't
crazy
know.
Crazy glue.
I don't know. We'll have to ask your mom and see what she says.
Yeah, let's do that.
Tongue. That's kind of creepy, though. He puts his hand down the front of his track pants and then does that tongue flicking thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's hot.
The Gene Simmons.
Yeah,
the Gene Simmons thing.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Really?
I would just slam the door right in his fucking face.
No, it would probably just slightly, slowly close when she tries to slam it.
Right.
Just,
well, 50's not that old, but
true,
it's getting
true.
There.
It's yeah.
Definitely getting there.
You're close. You're right on the edge.
He kept begging for money, telling the woman his gang was after him for not paying a prostitute.
I'm right.
And would slit his throat if he didn't come up with the cash. What?
Cuckoo says, women in menopause still want to do it.
Do what?
Fuck.
Fuck what?
Penis.
Really? That's all right.
Who doesn't? I mean, do you ever stop wanting to fuck?
Could you be 95 and want to fuck?
Well, yeah, but you probably couldn't.
You'd have to be so gentle. Like, could you imagine fucking a 95-year-old woman?
Not at all.
Hold on. Let's imagine for a minute. 95-year-old, okay?
I'm not going to imagine.
Imagine.
That. I'm not.
Imagine
no.
it. I will slap you.
You can imagine it for
in
the
both face
of us.
With my dick.
I'd
if
rather
you don't.
Not imagine that.
All right. I warned you.
Okay. No, but seriously, who wants to ever stop fucking, whether you can or not?
I mean, yeah.
You always still want to.
Robots.
It's not possible. Well, sex robots want to fuck.
That's a good point. Real dolls.
Yeah.
Sheep. Yeah. All right.
What? What was that last one?
Sheep. They want to fuck?
No.
No?
No.
Why do they come on to farmers and shit, then?
It's the other way around.
I don't think so, dude.
No.
Some of them sheep are whores. You, no. I'm telling you. All they right. are. I know.
I would have to
I've
disagree.
I've seen them get their heads caught in fences, and then the farmer just comes up, fucking puts the condom on, and boom. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
The sheep got stuck in the fence. That's not asking to be fucked.
Really?
Yeah, it was, accidents happen. Oh, shit, but help me get my head out of the fence. No, don't put that in there. What are you doing?
The one I saw was wearing lingerie, so
really?
I don't know.
Is that why you fucked it?
I wasn't. It was the farmer. Oh. I was just driving by.
Sure.
It was at the Sheep Ranchers Inn, though, so yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's their thing there on the way to Missoula.
When I was in school, there was this, what is that? There's this little thing that people would go to, like, around 1 o'clock or something. And
at school?
No, it was it was at a different school.
Oh.
And it was, like, a whole farm thing, like, learning all that stuff. And
oh, the 4-H.
VOAG.
VOAG. Yeah,
VOAG,
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it's called. Yeah, they go to VOAG, and I guess, like, one time, I think it was, can't remember, I think it was my freshman year, and they went there and they walked into this barn or something, and
right.
they walked in on this kid fucking a pig.
No way.
Yeah, this full on pounding this pig.
What, really?
All the way.
Holy crap. This must have been a while ago, right?
Yeah,
like back
quite
before. Because I'm just thinking, if that would have happened nowadays, that shit would have been all over the internet.
Oh,
like,
for
dude,
sure.
Well, I like cameras all over this fucking kid and shit.
Yeah, well, I guess, I don't know. I mean, it was when I was in school. It was like 4 years ago.
Brayden, was it you?
No.
Was it your brother?
I didn't even go to VOAG.
Oh, me neither.
I did as little as possible in
did
school.
Did you ever do 4-H or any of that kind of
no.
shit?
What's 4-H?
The 4-H Club. I don't know what it stands for, but they're the ones at the fair and the carnival. Well, not the carnival, but at the county fair that mm-hmm. they have all of their booths. They try and have, like, the biggest pigs and shit like that.
Yeah, I never did any of that stuff.
Yeah, me neither. Did you ever do ROTC? JROTC? The army thing?
Fuck that.
So, he was gonna get his throat slit if he didn't come up with the cash. Moving closer, like, this is all of a sudden her problem
right.
now.
Well, he made it her problem by
right.
showing up at her doorstep.
Randomly knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Moving closer, he continuously asked if he could enter and
spread them
and have a cup of tea so they could discuss the situation. When the victim refused, he said, quote, "I want to show you something. I want to show you this," before displaying his penis in a state of arousal. Yes!
And then he went, ta-da!
Ta-da! And then it went, oh! Mason had to be told more than once by the victim to cover up and leave the property, which he eventually did. Not very persistent then, huh? But I guess he wasn't really wanting to fuck because he had just got done fucking. He just needed some money to pay the prostitute. Which, I don't know if you're aware, but he could have just been a prostitute.
Yeah.
Had some poor lady fuck him and then pay him. Mm-hmm. Like, he would have got the sex and got paid.
It's a pretty good deal.
You're not thinking, you know?
But, you know,
why aren't these guys really thinking? What's the matter?
Because they're, I mean, if you're in that line of business, you're not getting paid to think.
I guess that's true. If you're randomly knocking on doors going, hey, can I show you something?
Yeah,
and that something happens to be your penis.
I mean, you gotta dumb yourself down to the level of these people. That's something we would think because we aren't retarded.
Because right, these news stories are never about us.
Right.
It's
they
like, yeah,
are retarded. That would never cross their mind. That's
I hear
too
you.
Smart.
Mason had to be told more than once. Oh, please, power go out.
Please.
More than once by the victim to cover up and leave the property, which he did. When spoken to by police, he denied flashing the woman. Haha, nice. Hey, wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
Wasn't me.
It was OJ.
OJ did. He was a tall black man. That's all I saw. He denied flashing the woman, but accepted his behavior of knocking on a random woman's door for a chat and a cup of tea was a bit odd. And that is it for that story. Mm-hmm. What do you have for us, episode 111?
This please. One is called At the Legal Limit.
Oh, At the Legal Limit.
What do you think that means?
It's either it has to do with drinking and driving uh-huh. or underage sex.
Yeah, that's probably got to be one of those.
Survey says that's almost like a raging clue.
Almost.
The clue is At the Legal Limit.
Maybe we can almost, let's not share our stories with each other, okay? And then, okay. And then when we give our titles, we'll have to guess what the story is about.
All right.
It'll be a little new thing.
We'll start doing that, do that Friday show.
Yeah, let's do that. All right. It is 10:30 a.m., 2 hours before the Florida Gators. This comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me, Florida!
Florida! Okay. Yeah. Florida!
2 hours.
Oh, sorry. Speaking of Friday, yeah. Did you hear about Matt?
Uh-uh. What happened?
He got fired from Sykes.
Really?
So
did he fuck up?
No, not at all.
Just shitty what?
I didn't really get the whole story because I'm hoping that he'll come on the show on Friday and like tell us all about it. But from what I gathered, he got fired because they hired two new people.
Mm-hmm.
And they fired him because he was the newest person.
What?
I know. That's what I said.
Those two new people are newer.
Right. Weird, huh?
Maybe he's the newest cook. Well, were they?
No, they're cooks.
Really?
That's why I was like, well, who's that new kid cooking then? Because, you know, I go there.
You know,
like,
I bet it's a personal thing. I bet that they like them more. And so they can only have so many. So they fired the one person that they didn't like.
But that's what I'm saying. Why would they have hired somebody in the first place?
I don't know. So they have a reason to get rid of him?
Why would they want to do that, though?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
He covered people's shit when they didn't show up.
He cooked great food.
He cooked the best food out of anybody that fucking cooked there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. That just seemed fucked up.
It's got to be something just not right, though.
I just wanted to throw that out there so you guys have a little something to marinate on until the Friday show, and hopefully he'll come and tell us all about it.
Okay. So, 10:30 a.m., 2 hours before the Florida Gators will kick off to the Ole Miss, and Max, a 19-year-old freshman, is laboring to explain how he feels about the drinking age. Personally, he says, yes.
Holla.
Personally, he says, punching out each slurred syllable, I do agree with the age should be lowered. It will cut down on binge drinking.
Like,
he throws
just
an arm around a fraternity brother.
Hey, brohound!
But we take care of each other. We take care of each other here. We will not let anyone drink under the influence. I mean, drive under the influence. I'm sorry, I'm drunk already. It's been a long morning.
Is that a quote?
Yes.
You're interviewed by the paper. It's 10:30 in the morning, and you're like, quote, I'm sorry, I've had a little too much to drink.
Yeah.
And the paper's like, okay, done and done.
And I read it exactly how it was, but I had a little drunk hiccup in there.
That is... amazing.
Max and his brothers are pre-gaming. A dozen of them strut about the courtyard of their house on the University of Florida's fraternity row, each nursing a cold beer in a foam hugger.
Sounds like they were pre-gaying.
Getting ready to bro down.
Hello. That's all, like, oh man, what a fucking, that seems like such a fucking waste to me. Maybe.
Yeah. 10:30 in the morning, really.
Maybe it's because I don't drink, but I just...
You had your little fun with it, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit. It's nothing I can see myself getting into, though. Like, I enjoy weed way better.
Oh, so much.
Than alcohol.
I'd rather have a bag of weed than a bottle.
Weed tastes better.
Uh-huh.
Weed's high is better.
Way better.
I don't know.
It smells delicious.
I fucking hate the smell of alcohol.
Tastes terrible.
I used to never date girls that drank, and there was a good reason for that, because every time I'm around a girl that drinks and she wants to kiss me, I want to vomit in her fucking mouth.
Chew some gum first.
It is, no, even that.
No?
They can brush their teeth, they can chew gum. It is the most disgusting, nastiest, most nauseating,
really? Doesn't bother me that
smell
bad.
And taste ever. Mm. I fucking loathe it. It's so nasty. I can't fucking deal with it.
Yeah, I guess because I do drink, though, just not that often.
Yeah,
so.
Like, I cannot fucking tolerate it. It's so gross.
A couple summers ago.
And after I dated a girl that drank, like, it reminded me why I set that rule for myself.
Yeah.
And I will now continue to stand firm on that rule.
A couple summers ago.
Which means I would probably die single.
A couple summers ago, I drank like every night. My friend and a couple of his roommates got this cool place in town, and we had a party like every night.
Party super party?
Party super party.
Emerald status?
Yes.
Holla.
No, not. It wasn't even a party anymore when it's every night for like 3 months. All summer, pretty much. Just drinking every night. And not only was it just drinking, it was just shots of vodka.
Yummy.
No mixed drinks.
A little something I heard.
Yeah.
If it's clear, it's queer.
Really?
Yeah.
But it gets you drunk as hell.
So does whiskey.
Yeah, but
what?
Whiskey isn't as cheap as fucking nasty ass vodka.
Really?
Yeah. And
I thought, isn't there like nasty ass whiskey though?
Yeah, it's deep. Not as cheap as like Nikolai vodka.
Trust me. Brayden, is it really worth it?
Well, I enjoyed it.
That's like buying a bag of swag or spending the extra $25 and buying a bag of chronic.
Well,
no,
but vodka, no matter how good it is, gets you just as drunk. It's just the better the vodka, it tastes a little better,
well,
and it goes down smoother.
And it's the impurities that's in it. Like, the more times the vodka's distilled. Like,
yeah.
When I worked at the liquor store, I learned, you know, Arrow vodka was like $10 for the half gallon or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Distilled once. Tito's vodka was like $10 for a fucking pint.
Yeah.
But it was distilled like 6 times.
Yeah.
And what they always said is, the more impurities, the impurities are what cause the headaches and the hangover. So the more impurities you can get rid of, the smoother, like you said, the smoother it'll be, and the better off you'll feel the next morning.
Right. But when there's, you know, like 20 of you drinking every night,
right,
you kind of need to have a budget.
Right, you're not worried about the impurities. You're worried about how much of this shit can I get.
Right, how drunk can I get every night
with,
you know, the least amount of money. So I stopped drinking for like a year and a half after that 3 months
just
binge.
Because of that?
Just because, well, like after that, I don't know. It got so bad that every time I would even wake up in the morning, I was just like, oh my God.
Yuck.
I'd just be walking around and all of a sudden I'd just smell vodka.
And want to just vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the next day I would like, there'd be nothing to drink. So orange juice. Oh, that tastes like a screwdriver.
Was that because there was possibly vodka in the orange
possibly,
juice?
But either way, whenever I would drink anything even, I would smell it, and I'd just smell vodka.
Nice.
I was so done.
Done and done.
Done and done. The only thing unusual about this day's pre-gaming is that it actually precedes a game. In the 2 decades since legal drinking age was raised to 21, the term has come to encompass any rapid consumption of alcohol in private before venturing out to... lost my spot.
Hey, you want a drink? Shot?
Yes.
Holla.
Before venturing out to Venus, where drinking may not be possible.
So,
got it.
Because they're saying because of the drinking age, it's making all these kids get totally wasted before they go out in
instead
public.
Instead of there.
Because they can get wasted at their fucking bro house, and not out in wherever they're going.
Yeah, because if they drink there, I mean, they can do it without getting in trouble.
So, is this their argument for lowering the drinking age?
I think that's where it's going.
Nice, guys.
That's not going to work, though.
I'm glad people like that aren't rallying to get weed legalized, because that would totally fuck our shit up.
Well, because people that do that, like binge drink like that, like...
idiots?
Well, that also, but I mean...
They're like the stereotypical jock, right? They have like these deep
hidden... Yeah, I mean, this is before a football game, obviously.
Right.
It's
they
jock.
Have these deep-seated hidden homosexual tendencies.
Right.
They're all about getting wasted
and broing down,
ass,
letting it out.
Broing down. Yeah.
Forgetting about it the next day.
Right. Or like I was saying before, alcohol is their perfect excuse. Mm-hmm. If you're drunk, you can do... Alcohol is the equivalent of religion. You can do...
It's just the biggest cop-out.
You can do whatever the fuck you want as long as you say you're sorry. If you're drunk, you can do whatever the fuck you want long as you blame it on the alcohol.
I'm sorry, I was drunk.
I don't know what I was doing. I was drunk. I am an adult, But I was drunk.
Yeah, I'm not responsible for consuming alcohol. I mean,
no, I'm responsible for consuming it. I'm just not responsible for whatever may happen afterwards.
Right.
I wanna
that makes
kill,
fucking sense.
I want to kill people like that.
That's so stupid.
It's like, you are worthless. You don't deserve to live. And those are the people that are going to reproduce the most.
Right.
Which is totally fucking shit.
And then their kids aren't going to be any better.
Please die and please stop reproducing. Please.
And that's such a terrible argument if you are trying to get that. It lowered because if you're drinking like that, it doesn't matter where you're at. You're going to drink like that.
Right.
Whether it's legal or not.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. It's totally the person. It's right. Not where you're at. That's like saying, oh, if I move to Washington, I'm going to smoke more weed. It's right. Like, no, I'm going to smoke just as much weed. Even if I was in Amsterdam, I would smoke just as much weed as if I was here, as if I was in California. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fucking matter. Right. I'm smoking weed regardless. It'll be nicer in Amsterdam because you can just go fucking drive through a fucking place, get a menu, and be like, I'll take this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, the only thing that's going to matter on how much weed you smoke is how much money you got.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter where you are.
And that's how it is everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people like that are dumb. And these are the people, they go through college, they get these fucking degrees, and then they get jobs, and then they think they just fucking run shit. Or, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, their daddy owns a big fucking corporation right. That embezzles money. Fucking
an oil company. Maybe.
They're one of the main fucking reasons that this economy is going to shit. They have no fucking skills whatsoever. They know how to drink,
right.
They know how to bro down on a cock, and they know how to get fucking sluts pregnant.
And ride on their daddy's coattails.
Right. It's like your resume, broing down, check. Getting drunk, check. Impregnating loose sluts, check. And that's
playing
it.
Playing football, oh, check.
And playing football.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking douche.
This assumes that alcohol is readily available to underage college students, which of course it is. As ever, older students provide liquor to friends who are younger, and fake IDs remain as pervasive on campus as sweatpants. That's weird analogy.
Nice.
Is that all? They just wear sweatpants?
If you wear sweatpants in public, just, yeah. I don't know. Call it quits.
If you wear sweatpants in public more than once a month, I can understand if you're in public and, you know, you just get up, you need to go get something real quick, you don't want to change,
right,
you're
but
going
I'm
right
saying
back home.
The people who go into their closet and grab
what
their
sweatpants.
What should
I wear today? Ooh, sweatpants.
Right, yeah. And that's like their whole day, right. Not just, I'm going to go out to town and grab something real quick and then go back home.
Yeah.
Like,
this is what I'm wearing.
This is what I'm wearing today, this,
yeah,
and that's
this
it.
This is my choice.
Nice. So is that it for that story?
There's a lot more.
Well, that's it for that story.
Okay.
All right. Well, this one is called Boy Slits Girl's Throat in Montrose High Lobby.
Mm.
Slut. A 14-year-old boy calmly walked into the entrance of Montrose High School this morning, grabbed a girl from behind, and slit her throat in front of her sister and dozens of classmates. What do you think caused this before we continue?
Say that.
Okay, you walk into high school.
Okay.
First thing in the morning.
Right.
You see a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You walk up behind her and slit her throat right in front of her sister and everybody else.
Mm.
What would a girl have to do to you for you to slit her throat in front of her sister, for one, and in front of all her classmates?
Well, I don't think I would ever go that far, but I'm going to have to guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What would it take?
I don't think anything.
And this, I believe this comes out of Denver, Colorado. So what would it take?
I don't
cheating
think anything.
On you?
No, because that's girl... happened to me so many times.
What if a girl gave you AIDS? Would you,
yes,
slit her throat then?
I would.
Okay.
But I'm guessing that she cheated on him. That's
what
my
if...
guess.
What if she tricked you into getting her pregnant? Say she gave you a condom, she put it on with her mouth, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Bit
but
a hole
there was
it.
There was a hole in the condom.
Well, no, then
would
I
you
just
would you slit her throat?
No,
then?
No, I'd just give her a manual abortion.
Punch in the stomach,
old
kick
fashioned.
Down the stairs.
Yeah, whatever.
What I like to do, a little teaspoon of bleach in her morning coffee every morning for about a week to 2 weeks, depending on how big she is.
Right.
And then, if she does actually start showing, then you reach for your ace card and you kick her down the stairs. Hmm.
That's, or you just...
You don't want to jump right to the punching and the kicking, yeah. You know?
Or you hide the morning after pill in some food or something.
Right. Well, that's
that
the equivalent
and then the bleach.
Of the bleach. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, the sophomore girl, Mallory Hallman, was taken by ambulance in serious condition to Montrose Memorial Hospital, where she underwent several hours of surgery and is now recovering. The 14-year-old suspect, he's 14.
And he slit this girl's throat?
Do you watch TV? Do you play Hitman a little more than you should?
Or maybe too much Grand Theft Auto? Can we blame that game again?
We could blame... Were you drunk?
Yeah.
We can
Were you
blame
high?
That?
You fucking blame that on it.
Yeah, please blame weed please. For that. You fucking
don't do it enough.
You piece of shit. Wow. The 14-year-old suspect was arrested shortly after the attack near the high school. The juvenile is a student at an alternative school and is not known what the motive was. So he didn't even go to that school. He just rolled up in there, slit her throat.
Just killed that bitch.
And then left.
Maybe it was she cheated on him. They yeah. maybe went to a different school.
But what is that worth? You're 14 years old. If you kill somebody at that age like that, you're going to jail for a long fucking time. Well, is it worth a girl cheating on you to throw away the rest of your life?
You're 14. Something bad just happened. You're going through puberty. You are stupid still. You're not thinking very clear.
So cut
you're
yourself. Cut yourself, not
But
her.
You're not thinking right. Of course you wouldn't think a little more rational and do something
yeah.
that wouldn't do that. You're just going to do the first thing that pops into your head and just do
why
it. You're not going to think before.
Why is slitting her throat the first thing that pops into your head?
Because he's... fucked up kid like everyone else.
All right. School was closed for the day and students sent home, of course. Parents will meet in the school's gym tonight at 7 p.m. to learn more details about what happened. We'll all gather around a campfire and tell the story. Paola Gomez, a sophomore at the school, said she saw the boy walk through the entrance of the school at about 8 a.m. wearing blue trousers and a blue baseball cap on backwards. Representing the Crips, son.
Oh, wow.
Was he C-walking in?
I hope so.
Oh, that would be awesome. White kid, G'd up from the feet up, blued up from the shoe up. Fucking slice. You're done, bitch.
Done.
Quote.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, that's right. Or I'll slit your throat. Quote. He like... Oh, man. He like totally walks in real calmly like he's a student like she was walking away from him like such as he calmly walks up to her and like grabbed her by the throat. He pulled her head back and like totally slit her throat. Oh my god. I'm such a slut.
And I'm only 14.
Yeah, right. She said the girl dropped her books, held her throat, and began screaming, "Oh my God, someone help me." Now, my question is, if you get your throat slit, are you saying anything?
No.
Except
you,
for... Right.
Yeah, okay. That's all.
Check. A girl who had been walking with her was screaming, "My sister! My sister! Oh my God!" The suspect turned around and looked straight into Gomez's eyes as if nothing happened and calmly walked out of the building. She recounted, "We made
smooth.
Eye contact. It was spooky."
He was smooth about that
smooth
shit.
Smooth criminal.
Just in and out.
Do you think, like, he had his iPod
oh,
on
yeah,
and it was all like, dun 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 ow! Dun 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 ow! That would be so awesome.
That's how you gotta do it.
Fucking
you gotta have, when you're gonna kill someone, you gotta put a soundtrack
if you're gonna be a smooth criminal.
You gotta
have your own theme music.
You gotta bump it.
You got to. Quote, quite a few students witnessed the event, she said. There was a lot of bravery, a lot of heroism.
Oh, right. I get those two confused.
My bad, right. Staff members stepped in immediately and protected other students from being harmed and helped the injured student. That's fucking bullshit right there. There was no fucking bravery because if there was, that wouldn't have fucking happened.
Yeah.
For two, there was a lot of heroism that they stepped in and protected the other students. He wasn't going after any other fucking students. He wanted that bitch's throat slit. He slit her fucking throat and then he left. They're, like, playing it up like, oh, you guys did so well. Like, no. Don't fucking pull that shit. You fucked up. You guys were all pussies watching this shit, jaws dropped to the floor, and now you're trying to make it seem like, oh, there is a fucking silver lining to this. That's such fucking bullshit.
It's just, I don't know, it's pretty straightforward.
He didn't go after anybody else because he was fucking done. Not all of the other students were fucking sluts that cheated on him.
No, there was something just between him and her. It was a personal thing.
Right, but they're making it sound like, oh, he was going to go on a rampage, except we stepped in and protected everybody. That's fucking bullshit. Gomez said as the suspect walked out of the school, she was trying to get other kids to go after him while other students helped the victim. See? That there's my point right there, proven. She tried to get other kids to go after him, but he just disappeared, she said. There was a bunch of blood everywhere. So actually, there was no bravery or heroism in the hallway. So you guys are fucking liars.
Trying to make the story better.
I know, right? Like, are you gonna sell the rights to CBS for an after-school special or what? Because that didn't really happen. He just disappeared. There was blood everywhere. Puddles of blood were forming on the floor, Gomez said. She said the cut was very deep, but yet she still managed to scream, "Help me," right?
Right.
This doesn't make sense. Something's fishy here, and it's not that slut's vag.
No.
Or the blood all over the floor.
No.
Quote, "I'm still pretty shocked and kind of scared," she said. "It's overwhelming. I hope she will be okay." And that is about it for that story. They just go on to say, oh, she was so nice and this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Such a great slut. Right.
If she was so nice, she wouldn't have got her fucking throat slit.
No, that bitch probably deserved it, probably. To be honest. I mean, maybe she didn't need to be killed, but she needed to be punished.
He took it a little far, granted. Yeah. I'll give him that.
But she needed to be punished for sure.
You got to put the fear into these bitches.
You got to.
You have to. Otherwise, they're going to...
You can't fuck around. They keep just stomping all over you.
You cannot have that.
Can't.
Never.
You got to keep your pimp hand strong.
That's right. Whether it takes a fucking little slice in the throat or a fucking backhand to the cheek. You do what you gotta do just to get your pot of stew.
Yep.
Once you got a modest pot, show a lot is true. That's all, man.
That's it.
All right, how long are we here?
We are at 1:15.
All right, read one more. I got one more. We'll do some clues. We'll do some blotter, and we'll get the fuck out of here. We'll do a little after show.
This one's
called... A little after she's at.
This one's called Penis Surgery Cock-Up.
Ah! Is that a pun in the headline?
I don't know. What's that a pun of? Fuck up, maybe?
A mock up, I think.
Or fuck up, I'm going to go.
Well, cock up, mock up. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
A Territorian says he could have died after an operation.
A what?
Territorian. I don't even know what that is. It says it right there. Huh. Yeah. Huh. Territorian says he could have died after an operation on his penis left him bleeding heavily. Michael Ellington, 53, said he collapsed from blood loss as he rushed back to Royal Darwin Hospital less than an hour after being discharged. "Why did they let me go?" he said. "I could have passed out while I was driving." The internal bleeding caused his penis and testicles to turn black, and his testicles swelled to more than 3 times the normal size. So, for him, about normal size.
Right, like 2 inches.
Right.
It went from like half an inch to 2 inches.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the problem?
So, yeah, well, it was black.
Is he black?
He's racist.
Wow. He's like, damn, dude, I always thought I was black from the waist down, but this is ridiculous.
He's like, man, I thought black guys were a little bigger than this.
Come on. Come on.
The Northern Territory News has seen photographs to prove it. Good for you guys. Mr. Ellington of Stewart Park went to Royal Darwin last Tuesday to have a wart removed from the base of his penis.
Wow. That's amazing.
That sucks.
So you go in to get a wart removed, and you come out with black dick and balls.
Yeah.
Three
times the size.
So now there's a black dude running around with no dick and balls? Is that what I'm to understand?
Is that what's going on?
I don't know. Continue.
We'll find out. He was treated under local anesthetic, but said he was sent home straight away. As soon as the doctor finished cutting and stitching me up, he said, "That's it. Put your clothes on," Mr. Ellington said.
I'm all done here. Yep. Fucking wipe the hands.
Done and done.
That's right.
I lost my spot again.
Yes.
Thank you. He checked out.
You know what? Hold on. Every time you do that.
Cowbell, yes.
Nice.
Okay. He checked out with the outpatient's desk and went to visit a friend at Karama. Next thing, I started feeling a bit warm about... What? A bit warm about the groin, he said. He said he looked down to see that he was sitting in an inch of blood in the chair.
Ouch. That's bad when you go in to have an operation on your dick and balls, and you go to get up, and there's a big old puddle of blood where you were sitting.
Right.
It's like,
that's
so,
not a good sign.
Are we good here?
Is this the way it's supposed to be?
Do I still have my dick and balls? Oh, fuck.
did you cut that off?
Oh, we thought you were here for the sex change. Oh. Hey, that's our bad, and to make up for it, we're going to give you black dick and balls. So there.
Upgrade.
Upgrade.
We'll give you a peniplasty instead.
A negroplasty.
Yes, a peniplasty and negroplasty.
Perfect. I'm sold.
Sign me up. He used the nappy to soak up the blood as he drove back to the hospital where he collapsed against the emergency counter.
Well, yeah.
My shorts, and you my know shirt, what? Everything was covered in blood, he said.
And when he got there, the lady's like... making him fill out all the paperwork.
Take a seat.
He's sitting there gushing blood out the dick and balls, and she's like, name.
She's like, take a number.
Phone number.
Yep.
All just slow and shit. Because she gives a fuck. She's making, you know, $8-$9 an hour.
Computer says no.
That's awesome.
Really? I already read that. Mr. Ellington was then put under general anesthetic for the wound to be repaired and kept in the hospital for 2 days.
Ah.
He said he should have been kept in for observation for a few hours after the operation.
So did he leave, or were they like,
all
right?
They told him to leave right after. He was like, all right, I'm done. You can go. Done and done.
He kicked him out right as the doctor slipped out the back door and headed
out
for the border.
Mr. Arrington said he was in a lot of pain and would be unable to work in his trade as a steel fixer for several weeks.
And when people are in a lot of pain, what fixes that pain?
Oxycontin.
Cash. Oh, I was going to say cash money, but
and
yeah,
Oxycontin.
Also that.
And that's it for that story.
Wow, that was short and sweet. All right, I'll do one more here. We'll do some clues, do some blotter, and then... Oh, goodness gracious. Which one? There's so many good ones. I guess it doesn't matter because we're going to do an after show. This one is called Swedish Bestiality Ring Exposed.
What are you doing in Sweden, man?
Just chilling.
Got a little ring going on, a little business I've been working on, no big deal.
You know the movie The Ring?
Yeah.
it's like that.
Okay.
Except you don't, no one dies.
Yeah, and there's a lot more animals.
Right, a lot more sex with animals.
Yeah.
It's like The Ring meets Red Rocket, basically.
Okay.
With a Swedish accent.
Right.
A Swedish newspaper has exposed their dick and balls. No. What? A network, excuse me, of self-proclaimed zoophiles who meet regularly in locations around the country to, what do you think they're doing?
Fuck animals.
To have sex with animals. That is absolutely correct. The group consisting of an estimated 30 people, is headed by a 45-year-old father of two.
Wow.
Hey, Dad, where are you going, Dad? Nowhere. No, Dad, can we come with you? If it's okay with your mom, I don't see why not.
That's what happens when you have kids and you ruin a perfectly good vagina.
I know.
You drive a man to fuck a sheep.
Fucking animals, man. So he goes there and brings the kids, and the kids come home, and they go tell their mom all about the petting zoo.
We went to the zoo.
The heavy petting zoo, yes. No effects album.
The internal petting zoo.
Word. The unmarried former managing director is also moderator of a large internet animal sex forum and has a number of dogs and horses on his farm in southern Sweden. Always be wary of a guy that has a farm, I always say.
Because you never know what
they're
doing
out.
After hours.
Never know. Well, you kind of have an idea after this story.
Yeah.
Having infiltrated the network over a period of several months, Expressen eventually confronted the 45-year-old over his alleged mistreatment of animals. Well, I mean, are you doing it nicely? Like,
I mean, are you giving it a good fucking?
Are you just putting it in dry, or are you taking the time
are
to
you being,
get the animal in the mood?
Yeah, are
to
you
get
treating
the,
it right?
Yeah, you got to lube it up first. You can't just dry fuck them, because that's mistreatment.
Or you got to do a little foreplay first.
Well,
know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to get it wet first.
Right.
I mean, animal, a pussy's a pussy, right?
Yeah, so, you mean you got to fuck it like a lady.
You got to fuck it like you want it when your dick get hard.
When your dick get hard.
I love that fucking clip. That's so awesome. But the man was quick to defend his relations with a bitch he bought online from a city-dwelling family who said they wanted the dog to have a better life in the countryside. That's so awesome. He's like, yeah, I bought this bitch online. And his wife's like, no, honey, not you, the other bitch. that's awesome.
That's
also, this is awesome on so many levels. Like, these people wanted their dog to go to a fucking good, you know, a good, loving, caring family.
Well, this is how much more loving can you get?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is probably a little more than they had bargained for.
I didn't mean fuck it. I didn't mean make love to it literally.
Right. I meant, like, you know, love it, not love it. Yeah. You, like, know.
You know what I mean.
quote, any of the times I did anything with her, she was the one who backed into me and provoked it. She was in heat and made herself available. There were also times later when she didn't want to.
Bitch wanted it.
And then I backed out immediately, he said.
See?
Sometimes she wanted it. Like I said before, that one story we read a long time ago. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, it's okay to fuck them if it's one, your animal, and if it's two, they start it.
Right. Oh, yeah, they want to.
That's so awesome. He just totally fucking said that. He's like, hey,
that's what happened.
She backed up onto my dick. I was just standing there, erect, pants down, and she just backed that ass up.
I made it available, and
she
let her have the choice, and she took the opportunity.
She jumped all over it, man. And then sometimes she was like, no, I have kind of a headache.
And then I put my dick back in my pants.
And then I just jerked off.
Yep.
That's all. I am a loving, caring...
Or then he went and fucked his wife.
Or his children.
No, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I am so sorry.
Get your head out of the gutter.
I know. I should not have said that.
You shouldn't.
Man, we're going to get canceled.
We are.
Oh,
Wait
a minute.
We can't get canceled.
We're not going to get canceled.
It's the internet, and we didn't sign any stupid contract with any retards.
That is a great point. Oh, man. During the time spent with members of the network, Express and Learn that the group regularly brought along a range of different animals to, quote, sex meetings at rented premises. What would you do if your job, you know, you're an undercover cop, whatever the fuck,
okay,
and your boss, the fucking sergeant or whatever, comes in and is like, well, Lieutenant Braden, Lieutenant Ray Ray, here's your next assignment. And you're like, cool, what is it?
Give it to me.
And he's like, well, you're going to go infiltrate a network of Swedish bestiality people.
Do I have to infiltrate any of the animals?
You have to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, you got to get in there, so to speak.
Would you do it for a raise? Or no?
No. I don't
know. That's so great that they, man, these people are just, wow, you know? Like, they didn't just bring a dog and
no,
a
they
cat.
Got all kinds of flavors.
They got, like,
Baskin Robbins
31 flavors of fucking animal pussy here. Just
or asshole, whatever, if you like it anal.
Do you think?
I don't know. If you're fucking an animal, does it really matter
well,
anymore?
Well, you don't want to be gay.
But if
you
it's
fuck
a female animal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then
it's, not
it's
gay.
A pussy then. Not well, an asshole.
But you can fuck the asshole still.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
how
then
do you
it's
know?
Not
really,
gay.
Braden?
Yes, really. Do you
wow.
not get what I'm saying?
I was wondering what that barnyard smell was.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't me. I took a shower. the members of the group filmed their sexual encounters. Of course they did. And distributed them to other animal sex enthusiasts. Because, you know, it's not just these guys. It's all over
all
the place.
All over. And people are paying money to see this.
Hey, from Sweden to the U.S. to Canada to Mexico, everyone likes fucking animals. Or watching animals get fucked.
Or reading about animals having sex.
Also, great point, especially when you're 10.
Yes.
So, what would you... Man, I don't even know.
You know?
Well, I totally forgot what I was going to say because you said that. Hey! at one meeting in a small village in Somaliland, 5 men waited for a woman who had promised to bring along 2 dogs. But when she was unable to make it to the meeting, the men raped her instead. No.
Well, you know.
The men spoke instead of their experiences, including a previous visit to a colleague they referred to as Donkey Man.
Donkey Man?
Do you think he had, like, a fucking uniform with a D on it, like Superman, but
or
like,
was it just a fucking donkey
with like donkey ears and a like pin the tail on the donkey kind of thing?
Or was it like a
I'm Donkey Man?
Or you know that part in Super Troopers where he's out in the woods distracting him with the bear costume and he's fucking awesome. Is it like that but a donkey?
Possibly. So that's so great that not only are they fucking these animals, but they're filming it and then they're making money selling it to people who may not have access to animals that they can fuck.
Really? How can you know?
How shitty of a girlfriend or wife or whatever, how shitty of a sex life do you have to have where when your wife wants to have sex, you put in the bestiality video you bought and you guys are doing it doggy style so you can watch it?
It's
while you're fucking it.
It's either you have a bad sex life or there's something fucked up in your head and you don't like fucking a real woman and you
drunk.
Like fucking animals.
I was drunk. Oh, I was drunk. That's why I was drunk.
No, these people, I think, actually
they do it sober so they can remember.
Yeah, like they actually want to do this.
Is it just amazing that we have progressed so far as a nation?
By so far, you mean
as humanity in general? We have come so far that we fuck animals now.
I think we're regressing.
Is that just the next step?
We move into animals?
Interspecies?
I mean, because, you know...
We are going to create a super hyper race of animal-human hybrids, I think. Like the centaur or the minotaur of Greek mythology days.
Yeah.
Pan.
So, I don't know. You're just trading one bitch for another, really.
Pretty much. A bitch is a bitch. Hey. Hey. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Or animals.
So wag on the tail and suck this dick. quote, he has a goat and a couple of donkeys. This is talking about Donkey Man. Donkey Man! So, if there was a superhero called Donkey Man, what do you think his arch enemy would be? Who would arch Donkey Man?
Man, I don't know. Camel, maybe?
A camel?
I don't know.
What do camels have to do with donkeys?
I don't fucking know.
Really?
What? You give me
I'm
a better
asking
one.
You.
I don't know.
It's
a donkey.
Donkey
what,
man.
What do donkeys have? What enemies do donkeys make?
It's not a monarch.
No.
A horsefly. Horsefly
or
man.
Or a dude with a big cock.
That also. Wow. Okay, so Donkey Man, he has a goat and a couple of donkeys, of course. We tried with a donkey, but it didn't work.
Just didn't work.
Hey, dude, your donkey's broken.
Yeah, it's not working.
I think Phil broke it. Oh, man. How would you... Oh, wow. That's amazing to me. What? Hey, Matt, why are you ashamed to be a human? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because there's such a thing as Donkey Man?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Maybe. That might have a little part of it. But there's so much more also. That's just a little hint.
I know. It's like, where do I start?
Yeah.
I mean...
Give me a fucking... I'll write a book.
Hey, pick an episode, pick a story, and start there.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you from one... Well... Let's start at episode 9.
Okay.
From 9 through 111. You pick anyone, and I'll tell you why I'm ashamed to be a human.
You wouldn't even have to tell them. You tell them in every one of those episodes.
You listen and learn, and you'll know fucking why. Okay, so we try it with the donkey. That didn't work for some reason. The donkey didn't have any condoms, so whatever. But, there's that but. Excuse me. Thank you. But we did have sex with the goat.
Ooh.
And then I showed him the goat.
Yep.
Thank
Got
you.
It.
Fucking bell. That's how funny we are. I think we said that before, but we're just
fucking bell.
Destroying this fucking bell.
We've hit that thing so many times.
And then sometimes when I'm a little stoned and I just get so excited, and it's just like, bam, ding.
Or just when we're hanging out and one of us says something funny, we ring it.
Right. We actually started bringing the bell with us, like when I take Braden home or when I'm driving
around.
Okay,
that's ridiculous.
Well, it's fun, though. We just stick it on the dashboard whenever one of us says something funny, we just fucking...
We need to hang this on the rearview mirror.
So whenever we fucking drive, it's just constantly fucking ringing.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right, so we got the goat. Previous calls for a law banning sex with animals have fallen on deaf ears. Perhaps because the animals don't speak English?
Perhaps
the animals enjoy it. And yes. Obviously... Sorry.
You gotta pick your nose there?
No, it just... It fucking
itches all
itches.
The way back up in the nose cavity.
Well, I'm
there.
Trying to itch my brain is what it
that
is.
That sucks when you gotta, like... I wish my fingers were longer sometimes. You can, like, get all the way up there. You know?
Yes, absolutely. So, how shitty of a place do you live when it is brought to the city council's attention that, hey... I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we have a severe bestiality problem here.
Severe.
And, like, nobody listens. They're just like, so is there anything important that we need to discuss? Because if not, I got a goat to go find.
Right, because it's so severe, the whole city council is involved.
I got my wife. I mean, my goat. No, I mean, my wife.
You're right.
I mean,
that's the right answer.
I got a bitch in the car. I got to go fuck. So if there's nothing important, this meeting is adjourned. Damn it.
Well, is that it for that story?
Bugging the shit out of me. No.
No?
You would think so. Falling on deaf ears. Nobody cares. This agricultural minister has outraged many observers earlier this year with a graphic defense of existing animal abuse laws in which he presented examples of the difficulties faced by courts when trying to differentiate affection from abuse. So, where is the line drawn between affection and abuse?
When there's pain involved?
The penis enters any part of the animal?
Probably.
So if you're sucking off the goat, that's affection. But if you put your dick in the goat's asshole, that's abuse.
No, I think they would consider that abuse too.
Sucking off the goat?
Yeah. Just because it's illegal.
Not here?
It's not illegal there?
No. They tried. Previous calls for law banning sex with animals have fallen on deaf ears.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps the city council are all deaf.
Yeah.
But perhaps...
Or fucking animals.
They're all fucking animals. So that's what I'm saying. He's trying to say, where do you draw the line between affection and abuse? It's tough to differentiate, you know? So, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Do you care?
Not really.
If it happened to your animal, would you care then?
Well, that'd just be weird.
Would it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one fucks my bitch.
Is it? And should it be legal to spread something on the genitalia that might smell or taste nice to a dog in order to allow the dog to lick off whatever is spread on said genitalia? Genitalia! That's so awesome. I can't... Humans, right? These,
really, people?
We are genetically related to these people. And they're like,
somehow.
Hey, is it so wrong... to spread something that a dog likes on our genitalia so that the dog will want to lick our genitalia.
Yeah.
Is that so wrong?
Yes.
We're feeding the dog. We're not hurting the dog. The dog is wagging its tail the whole fucking time.
It's happy.
How is that wrong?
Because it's a fucking dog!
Do you really need someone
Holy
to answer that?
Christ! I thought Swedes were supposed to be smart. What the fuck? Quote, should it be permitted to stroke a bitch's teats with love? Or should it be classified as animal sexual abuse? The minister wondered. I wonder.
The minister?
Yeah, the minister of agriculture. According to the Swedish Animal Welfare Agency, 115 cases of bestiality were reported in the years 2000 to 2005. Despite indications that many of the animals had sustained injuries, none of the reports led to criminal charges. So they are fucking it raw, dog. Or should I say, fucking that dog raw.
Right, either way.
Dog. That's it for that story. That cool. That just blows me the fuck away that people do that. And it's like, that's cool.
Yeah, that do whatever.
Because, you know,
whatever.
Everyone's doing it.
Everyone?
Then, you know what's even better? Hmm. They're not even like, oh, no, we were drunk. They're like, yeah, we like to fuck animals. Like, they're not
like,
even...
No, no excuses. I like fucking animals.
I thoroughly enjoy this. What does that say for the Swedish women?
I've seen some pretty fucking gorgeous Swedish women.
Like,
though.
What's the problem, man?
Yeah, like, what's wrong?
Hey, Swedish women, you just come on over here.
Yeah, I will please you.
As long as you don't have kids, you come on over here.
Or fuck animals either.
Right.
Because women are known to also fuck animals.
Or,
sadly.
No, women are known to get fucked by the animals.
Right. Well,
the men have the penis, they're doing the fucking, unless the women also have the penis.
Women can fuck you, too. I've been fucked before.
If I had a nickel, right?
Yeah.
Huh? You hear me? Am
I
right
you.
Or am I right?
You're right.
Or am I right?
You're
or am I right?
You're right.
Or am I right? Okay. Well, should we...
Let's do some clues.
Let's do some clues. Should we do head-to-head blotter first? No.
No.
Let's do some
There's
clues.
Only one clue.
Okay.
Let's just do it.
Raging Clue. TheJamhole.com/forums. Join up. It's free. That's where we all hang out. It's our HQ, our base of operations.
And why wouldn't you want to talk to us?
If you will. Why not?
Why not?
Like I said at the beginning of the show, no matter how big we get, no matter what the fuck happens, we will always, always, always take the time to answer an email. It may just say, go fuck yourself, depending on what the email says to us.
Right.
But we will always reply to it. We are not so snobby or high and mighty like other unnamed podcasts might be that we're just like, whatever. Like, we know it is the fans that make this show great.
Because we are fans of podcasts.
It's kind of us, me and you, that make the show great.
Well, yeah.
But how much fun would it be if we just did this show for me and you to listen to? Like,
well,
not...
it'd be like it was when we first started.
That's true, and that
but
was
even then
fun.
We had a few people, you know.
Well, right, we've
There's
always had at least one or two people,
right?
But yeah, like we do this for you guys and for us. It's a give and take thing. We give you this entertainment. We help you kill time. You in turn go to thejamhole.com/donate. You give us $18. You tell us what shirt size you want, and then we in turn give you even more.
Mm-hmm.
We give you shirts.
And then
amazing.
We will even give you more things in the future.
Right.
Like when we get more stickers.
Free videos.
When
YouTube.
The CD comes out.
It's everywhere. It's amazing.
Yep.
So yeah, just feel free to talk to us. But Raging Clue, it's on thejamhole.com/forums. Basically, our fans, our friends, they find a picture on the internet. They post a link to said picture, and then they give us a clue. And from that clue, we have to figure out what the fuck it's a picture of. What is the clue? Raging Clue. Hey, I got a raging clue.
My clue is raging right now.
Oh, clue.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm going to blow my clue goo over.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, what's the clue?
Chicken Run.
What?
Chicken Run.
I'm going to have to say it's a chicken running around with its head cut off.
Yeah, it's probably
or
what it is, actually.
It's a chicken up a dude's asshole.
Hmm.
Or
it's a dude trying to fuck the chicken.
Or it's a chicken crammed down a dude's pee hole.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to go out
All
on a
limb.
All of
the above.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it's a chicken with its head cut off, and the dude is fucking the cut off head.
Or the dude is fucking the neck.
Yeah,
where...
well, that's what I mean. He cut it off at the base of the neck and was
you
fucking
said,
it like a sock kind of.
You said fucking the cut off head like he was
well,
like...
Well, it wasn't just
or,
the whole neck. You know?
Holy shit, this is my guess. The dude cut the chicken's head off, took the head, put it on his dick, had his children come in, and he
Look
did...
Look at chicken head!
He did a little puppet show.
Mm.
That's
I
my guess.
I hope it's that one. I really do.
Survey says...
It's a dude fucking a chicken.
Wow.
And then he put its head on his dick.
Wow.
Huh.
That... What? Huh.
That... Did we call it?
Huh? I think we both get.
I think we both kind of got it.
Wow.
That's kind of unbelievable.
Hey, talk about a segue, huh?
Yeah.
Swedish bestiality ring
to this? Fucking bestiality.
Did we just get flagged by the FBI?
I'm sure we got flagged ages ago.
FBI. Everybody in the chat say hey. Oh, hey. All right. Is that the last clue?
That was it.
You ready for fucking head-to-head blotter?
Let's do it.
The blotter is a little something we do every Wednesday for all the new listeners. This is the local stupid, retarded, fucked up, dumb shit people do around here. 1254. Oh, headline. Right. My headline is Hungry Horses and Dangerous Drugs.
Mine is Knife-Wielding Man and Ill-Mannered Pooch.
A pooch?
A pooch.
Like the fat part on a chick's tummy?
Yeah, it's not mannered very well.
Right. All right, Ray. 12:54 a.m. Someone's drunken ex-husband was arrested after he smashed a window.
Really?
But hey, he was drunk, so it's okay.
Really?
It's totally understandable.
That's funny, because mine, 1:14 a.m., after he drank a lot of booze, a 31-year-old man chased his family members around with a knife. He was arrested.
Huh. I'm going to have to say chasing your family members with a knife is a point over just smashing a window.
Yeah, I mean, but you're trying to kill them.
In both cases, totally understandable because, hey, you're drunk.
You're drunk, yeah.
You're
not responsible for yourself.
There's no way, shape, or form that we can hold you responsible for anything you do while you are under the influence of alcohol.
No, because you're not an adult who chose to drink.
No.
That doesn't make you responsible for yourself.
Nay. All right, point to you. 1:53 a.m. A man who choked his girlfriend and broke her cell phone was taken to jail.
Wow.
Though she probably deserved it.
She probably cheated or something.
Yeah. Just saying.
1:21 a.m. A deer damaged a county employee's vehicle.
A deer?
A deer.
Was the deer arrested?
Yes, it was.
Wonderful. I'm going to have to say choking your girlfriend and breaking her phone is a point.
That's a point.
All right, 1-1. 3:13 a.m., four vehicles were parked behind a casino. Oh, no.
Oh, God,
were they
someone parked there.
Gambling?
Maybe. 8:15 a.m., someone's estranged wife took a small cache of weapons.
A small cache of weapons?
A small cache of weapons.
Like guns and knives and shit?
Yeah.
Huh.
Weapons.
I'm going to have to say point for you.
Yeah.
We're talking weapons. These people in mind.
They were stolen.
Right. Is that all it says? Like,
yeah.
No
Someone's
explanation?
Estranged wife took a small cache of weapons. And she was estranged also. So.
Well, that is kind of a strange thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
But she must have had someone to kill.
Was she drunk?
probably
her even stranger husband,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably.
Alrighty, point for you then, 2-1. 7:13 a.m., a whitefish man broke down his ex's door. Yes!
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh. 10:19 a.m., a woman complained that her neighbor's dog injured her dog.
Ooh,
dog fight.
Yeah,
you get the point for that, though.
This dude took his ex's door
down.
Well,
it's just a dog fighting a dog. That's really nothing.
That's all this really is.
Yeah,
it's a man going after a bitch. I mean,
right. True.
I'm going to take the point for that one. 2-2. 11:21 a.m. Two Browns Mountain Road neighbors were blanking each other. What do you think?
Yelling.
Good. Very good. I would have guessed fucking, but yes, were
I
indeed.
I thought that was the first thought that came in my head.
Right. They were indeed yelling at each other.
Hmm.
Huh.
11:58 a.m. Flying sparks and falling equipment were seen coming from a logging truck.
Yeah, I'm taking the point for that one. We're neighbors. We have to live next door to each other. We can't get along.
No.
I'm definitely taking the point.
Can't get along ever. Ever.
3-2. 11:22 a.m. Two neighbors near Bald Rock were yelling at each other. Huh.
Really?
That's weird. This is like a minute after the two neighbors on Browns Mountain Road were yelling at each other.
Wow. Some pissed off neighbors.
Can we all just stop yelling at each other?
I want to sleep.
What the fuck?
What is so goddamn important?
I know, right?
2:40 p.m. Scene. A man hauling a water heater away from the dump.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's par for the course.
The end.
People go to the dump and steal shit all the time. I'm taking the point for that one. More people yelling. 4-2 All right. 12:39 p.m. Gunshots were heard on 2nd Street West in Kalispell. Hey.
Hey.
Motherfucker got shot, son.
People get shot around here.
Around here. You hear gunshots around here.
2:43 p.m. A man who runs an internet business reported a crime that happened in North Carolina.
Gunshots.
I'm going to have to go with gunshots.
Gunshots. 5-2. 12:58 p.m. Three horses that were eating bark off trees turned out to be okay. Thank the fucking Lord.
That was a miracle.
Oh, man.
I was a little worried
for
a second.
Holy shit. Speaking of fucking animals and shit, when I was in Big Fork on Tuesday, this kind of fucked me up a little bit. I'm driving down the fucking road. I totally forgot to talk about this morning. Or today.
Earlier?
Earlier. But I'm driving down the road, you know, the highway going into Big Fork before that stoplight there. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's kind of a hill a little bit. And I see, like, there's a row of cars and shit. And they're all kind of going to the left a little bit. Like, they're going around something. And I see, like, this weird black thing flapping around on the ground. So I
was
figured,
it a penis?
No, and it wasn't a black guy either, so you can just get that out of your mind right now.
Okay.
But I figured it was like a bag of trash or something, you know, and you don't want to run over that shit because you never know what could be in it. Could be
anything.
A baby,
could
be a dog.
Well, then you run that shit over.
Well, right, but I'm saying it
could be a bunch of glass.
Exactly. So the closer I get, I start to see what it is, and it's this black cat. Just fucking like it had just gotten hit by a car and it was like thrashing around like
someone
fucking crazy.
Someone is effed for life. Like bad luck to see a black cat, let alone run one over.
I felt so bad for it though. Like I wanted to almost run it over to put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
Like no, this is me being serious here. Right. Like,
well,
if
it was a dog,
if it was
been,
a dog,
like, nice.
I'd still like that's
yeah,
sad
true.
To see it suffering like that. Like. I don't like them because they're stinky, they shit, and people are stupid the way they treat them. That's no reason to have it be tortured
right.
like that.
It's sad to see any animal suffer.
Right. I mean, I hate fucking dogs. I would have no problem with killing it if, you know, it was me or them. Mm-hmm. But to see it suffer like that, like, that's fucked up shit. And I like cats, like not, you know, I don't bring my cat everywhere with me, obviously. She just chills here.
You don't have it
here.
Sit on your dick all day when
right,
you're driving.
Right, not at all. But like that, I don't know. I wanted to do something, like get out and cut its throat or, you know, there was blood everywhere. Like it was not going to make it out of this.
No, it's just going to sit and, there
like,
and wait to die.
There was, exactly. And there was so many fucking people and they all just went around it and just kept going. Mm-hmm. And so I went around it and I had to do something, right? So I parked the truck and I fucking got out and it was the saddest thing. Like it was just writhing around. Like it was fucked up. Like its neck was broken, something, but somehow it was still alive. So I stopped the truck and I got out and I grabbed my fucking knife that I have to fucking, you know, it's like a Leatherman type
right,
of thing.
Just for whatever.
Right. So and I felt so fucking bad. And I couldn't just let it stay there like that. So I fucking got out and I cut its fucking throat. And these people that were driving by while this was happening were giving me looks like I had fucking hit this thing.
Yeah, and you're killing it.
Right. Like,
it's like that thing was laying there dead. I'm helping
all
it.
All of a sudden, I'm the fucking asshole now.
Right.
Because I'm trying to put this cat out of its fucking misery that some other asshole fucking hit.
Right.
And didn't fucking stop and just kept fucking going to leave it to sit there and fucking suffer until it fucking died a painful fucking death. So I get out to help it along. not being like mischievous, right. not being
and, yeah. Like, and now you're the bad guy.
No negative intentions whatsoever. And now I'm the fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That just reminded me of that.
Whatever.
And
fuck it those people.
It was fucked up. One thing to see that. For two, to see all these people not do anything about it. And then for three, to get all of these fucking dirty ass looks like I'm a fucking piece of shit because
for
I
doing
just,
something about right. it.
Like, I'm the only one that fucking took the time to fucking do something
right.
about
you're
it.
You're the only one that cares and has emotions,
and that's
apparently.
Fucked up to fucking do, but would you rather have it just sit well, there yeah. and suffer until somebody else... And, like, I didn't want to just run it over, because then, you know, the person in back of me would have been like, oh, you just, you know, like, yeah. what the fuck do you do? So, that... I wish I would have had, like, I didn't want to touch it or get that close to it. I wish I would have just had a gun and could have just fucking ended it that way. But, yeah. like, what do? You know? Yeah. So, I don't know. It kind of fucked me up a little bit, though. Because I like cats a lot more than I like dogs yeah. and shit.
Cats, I actually do like.
I can tolerate them, yeah. for sure.
I do like
except
little...
when she's running all over the fucking place.
The only dogs I do like is puppies. Because dogs are awesome when they're
no,
little puppies. Because...
They stink.
Don't, no, puppies.
Yes.
The puppies, most
they
of the puppies.
They shit all over the place. They piss all over the place.
Well,
fuck so that,
so do cats.
In a fucking litter box.
Well, dogs
not,
go outside.
No. When they're puppies, they piss all over the fucking
not
floor.
Not if you train them.
You don't train them when they're puppies.
Yeah,
it
that's
takes
when
a
you
while.
Start.
Right, but.
You gotta train them
it
when
takes
puppies.
It a while. They're still pissing and shitting on the floor while you're training them.
I know people with puppies, and they've never had them shit or piss inside.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only times I like dogs, because... All the puppies I've ever seen and, like, pet and
these
stuff.
These puppies.
And I've pet, like, they don't even have a smell yet until, like, they get older and nasty, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not for me. So, yeah, I don't know. That just reminded me of that.
So, did you read yours? Is it my turn?
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, my horses
okay.
were eating bark off trees. They're okay.
2:44 p.m., a woman's flag was turned upside down. No report on the type of flag.
Mm-mm. Was it
McCain and Thailand, maybe?
Probably. I'm going to go ahead and give you that point because that's awesome. Because people are so, like, into that kind of shit.
Right, yeah.
And that's like if somebody had a cross in their... That's like us going up to that big fucking cross that mm-hmm. when you go into Big Fork.
Right.
And either A, flipping it, or B, just lighting
just
that fucker on fire.
Burn the fucker down.
Burn that motherfucker down. Oh, God, I would love to see that shit. People just coming around the corner and seeing
oh my God.
The whole mountain just ablaze.
In the shape
or
of a cross.
It's upside down
and
on
fire. Overachiever.
Fuck it.
I go all the way.
All the way. All or none. All right. So 3 to 5? 5 to 3.
Yes.
One. This last one I got here. 1:47 p.m. A Flathead County Sheriff's deputy disposed of a bag of drug residue and a marijuana pipe. Thank you, Flathead County Sheriff's Deputy, for saving us
yes.
from this marijuana. Somebody...
Thank you for protecting and serving.
Somebody could have gotten stoned, and somebody could have gotten raped because mm-hmm. of it.
Someone could have gotten stoned and fucking laughed their asses off and had a great time.
Right.
And then ate a bunch of food and fell asleep.
Right. Because
terrible.
When you smoke weed, you want to just rape and start fights and shit. Oh, no, wait. That's alcohol. Never mind.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You're getting
I'm out
things
of line.
Confused.
I apologize. Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
You're
for
forgiven.
That. I'm sorry for that.
3:24 p.m. A dog entered an open garage, left a mess, and then departed.
What?
Yes.
Nice.
Came into his garage, shit, and left.
Nice.
Done and done.
Point for you.
I still have quite a few more. I'll just
all right, well,
I'll go
finish
through
it up here.
4:05 p.m. Someone received sexual phone messages. 4:15
nice.
P.m.
Wait, sexual phone messages?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
4:15 p.m. A 20-year-old woman was upset when she was left at an Evergreen box store.
Wow.
4:42 p.m. A transient was kicked out of Evergreen Casino.
Of course.
Of course. 5:09 p.m. A person made some strange remarks to several children.
Oh, of course. Like, hey.
Want a piece of candy?
Ooh. Want to go for a ride? Yeah. Hey, do you need a ride home?
8:11 p.m. Some transient was back, but he left. And that's it.
Nice, nice, and nice. So, wow.
That is it.
Is that it?
Two hours.
We did some news. We did some clues. We did some confessions. We did some head-to-head blotter. Not too bad for episode 111.
Not too bad.
Hey, I feel good about it. You feel good about it?
I always feel good about
it. You ready to get the fuck out of here?
Word.
All right. Well, we are going to do a little after show. We're going to pause for a bit. I'm going to go out and have a smoke, kind of chill for a minute. We'll come back. I'll read a couple more stories. And yeah, we'll see where it goes from there. So, as per usual, if you guys ever have anything to say, you can always email us, info@thejamhole.com. Jamhole.com is our fucking shit. If you need advice, have questions, comments, any of that shit, definitely feel free to email us. Thejamhole.com/donate. Let's get rid of these fucking shirts. Help us spread the word. Spread your legs or spread the word, huh?
And then we'll give you a show 5 days a week.
5 days a week. We got to get rid of all those shirts by what?
December 1st.
That's right. So, thejamhole.com/donate. Definitely, if you guys like the show, come join the forums. It is a good time. Like, I'm on a lot of message boards, you know, the Keith and the Girl Distorted View, but
this is by far the best one.
This is the most fun for me, not only because it's our show, but the people on here are awesome. It's like a community now, you know, it's getting to the point, it's starting to grow. I like it.
Not only should you want to talk to us, but we want to talk to you.
That's right. I'm definitely interested to see who's listening, how they heard of us. I want to see what forms of advertising that we do.
Let's make friends.
Yeah. I want to see what's working, what's not, how you heard of us. If people are telling other people, and hey, if you can't donate us money for a t-shirt or, you know, $5 just to say, hey, thank you for helping me kill time or thank you for making me laugh, then tell two people. You tell two people, we'll call it even. So if you guys want to know when the shows are going to be every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if you want to know what time or if they're going to be late, or if you want the names, numbers, and addresses of the people that I deliver food to that don't tip me so you can call them up and call them cocksuckers, twitter.com/jamhole. I put all that shit up there. myspace.com/jamholepodcast. We got fucking everything. It's all there. youtube.com/jamhole. Emo Poetry number 17 is up there for your viewing enjoyment. We have our Salvia experiment videos up there. 16-17 other Emo Poetry episodes, 3 more, and we'll start putting together that album. Definitely, if you guys want to help out with this thing and you have an artistic side, you can draw shit like that. I know 26 is going to help out, but I want, you know, a few of us to all get together and electricity.
Well, let's get this done.
All right. I just want you guys to all help out so we can make this thing really nice and awesome and shit. That's it. Power's going out. We'll talk to you guys Friday, 8 p.m., hopefully with Matt. Later.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.